Amen. So tonight you're going to find me in the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, the 28th through the 29th verses. Acts 17, 28 through 29. And it reads, "For in him we live," that's in Christ, "we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." Verse 29 says, "Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device." Praise God. See, Paul was in Athens. And Athens was a city given to much idolatry. They worship idols and shrines. And you know, he looked at them, Paul looked at them, and he says, you all are just too religious about idols, about dead things, things that don't make any sense. And while Paul was there in Athens, he took advantage of this time to just illuminate them and help to bring them to understanding. Reason, because he said he was amazed at the shrine hanging around. And he says one in particular was inscribed to the unknown God, or as the Message Bible puts it, the God that nobody knows. And so Paul took advantage of this opportunity to help the people to understand, to bring clarity to them, to help to open their eyes, to shed light about the true and living God. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he proclaimed to the Athenians that God is sovereign, and he is a creator of all things, and therefore transcendent, meaning he's limitless. You can't put limits on God. You can't put boundary lines around God. My God, he began to expound on the word of God. He said to them, he says, he exists outside of time and space, yet is closer to you and I than our own breath. My God, because we understand that in Christ we live, we move, and we have our being. And from that scripture, I'm taking this thought. We live, we win. We live, we live. We live, we win. Amen. See, God cannot be reduced to man's reasonings or compared to the finest gold or gems or stone. And he doesn't live in brick and mortar, as these people in Athens had closed in, and they had unknown gods. And so they didn't know. It just had these shrines and idols and everything. But we know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true and living God, cannot be reduced to man's reasonings, cannot be compared to, I don't care, whatever the finest gold or gems we have. He doesn't live in brick and mortar. He's no pigmentation of our imagination. In other words, God is omnipotent, which means he's all-powerful. Our God is omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. And he's also omnipresent. Our God is everywhere at the same time. See, mankind was created in the image and the likeness of God. And that scripture says, yes, we are the offspring of God. When God created us in his image and in his likeness. So God lives in us all. Yes, he does. And even people who have not accepted Christ, and people who don't intend to accept Christ, all souls, the Lord says, all souls are mine. He created everything. Everything there was and everything there is, God created. Hallelujah. So therefore, we cannot hide or escape from God. My Lord. Isaiah 66 and 1, the Lord said, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. So where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest?" See, the scripture we're reading, it says, in him, in Christ, we live. In Christ, we move. And in Christ, we have our being. And that's key. In Christ, we live. We live and we win. Praise God, praise God. Galatians 2 and 20. Paul says it like this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and he gave himself for me. This is how the Message Bible says it like this. Christ lives in me. People of God, Christ lives in you. Christ lives in us. You have breath in your body. Christ lives in you. The life you see me living, that's the way the Message Bible puts it. The life you see me living, it's not mine. It's not my life. But it is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me, and he gave himself for me. He said, I am not going to go back on that. Amen. That's the way Paul says it, and that's the way we have to have that kind of mindset. Paul said, listen, I am living this life in through Christ. I'm victorious when I live, let Christ live this life through me. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. We are not our own. We have been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. But Paul said it like this. He said, listen, forgetting those things, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. And then I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. See, quitting is not an option. Quitters don't win. But we're talking about we live and we win. Amen. Praise God. That's the reason we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because he lives on the inside. That Christ is the head of our life. He is the master of our life. He is the head. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can live, we can win, because we live by his word, by the word of God. The word of God, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. We live and we have life abundantly. We have life everlasting. Yes, we win. Those that have Christ in their life, those that obey and walk according to his word, we live in him, we move in him, and we have our being. We win. Amen. That's an awesome, awesome place to be. We are blessed. A lot of times we go through things. He said, yes, I'm crucified with him. I go through different things. I'm tested on every hand. That's like Jesus says, I'm tested. But yet he was tested. He went through without sin. My God, because we know the word of God. We have to put the word of God in action. Because God lives and we trust his word, we can live the peace of God. See, that kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. When you got the peace of God, you're living. When you got the peace of God, you can make it. When you know the peace of God, understand, you win. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, we are more than conquerors, more than conquerors. You know, sometimes it's just good just to be a conqueror, but the word says, we are more than conquerors. Through what? Through Jesus Christ. And we can live and we can move and have victorious life. Amen, somebody. Say amen to that. You see, one of my dad's favorite scriptures used to be, Christ in us is the hope of glory. That you find that in Colossians 1 and 27. See, Christ in us, that's why we have the victory. That's why we can hope to spend a glorious eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why he said, and we hear it at funerals all the time, but it's more than hearing at funerals. You know, he said, don't let your heart be troubled, but neither let it be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. So he's gone away. He's prepared a place for you and I. Why? Because we're living in Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We live our lives by faith in Jesus Christ. We're moving by faith. Every day is a walk of faith, every single day. Sometimes we think we got it together. We think we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But it is by the faith and the grace of God and the mercies of God. See, that's why those mercies are brand new every single morning. By his mercy, I'm going to get up and I'm going to meet this appointment. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go shopping. I am going to do whatever it is that you plan to do. It is by faith and by the mercies and the kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Because he lives, you and I, we live, we win, because he's given us all things that are pertaining to life and godliness. We have this hope, and this hope is in fails us. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Great is his faithfulness. Glory to God. See, the hope of glory includes our resurrection. If the Spirit of the living God is residing in you, that same Spirit that was in Jesus that raised him from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. You can read more of that, Romans 8 and 11. The Holy Spirit, it leads us. Mm-hmm. And it guides us, the Bible says, into all truth. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. For Jesus said, listen, if I don't go away, the comforter won't come. But he said, I promise you that I will send another comforter. And that comforter will be in you. Hallelujah. A well of water that's springing up into everlasting life. That's why we can live victorious. That's why we win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say right where you are, I live and I move and I have my being in Jesus Christ. We live and we win. The Holy Spirit seals us. He preserves us to the day of redemption. Long as we keep our hearts and minds stayed on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're on the winning side. Hallelujah. We can live. That's why Jesus says, I come that you might have life. And you can have life more abundantly. You know, some people are walking around just, they think they're living, but actually, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as master of your life, you're actually just existing. Existing by the grace and mercy of God. Just existing. But he says, Jesus, I come that you might have life, that you can have plenty of life, that you can have abundant life, not only life everlasting, but life right here. Hallelujah. For he said, the scripture I just said, that he has already given us everything that we need pertaining to life, to godliness. He has given us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We live and we win. One of my last passages of scripture I want to read, and it's so blessed, and it speaks to this. This is how we win and how we live. My God, we keep our hearts and minds clean, and we reserve ourselves to give God the glory and all the honor and recognizing him as Lord and Master. Praise God. There's no way to hide from God. We can't get away from him. Just might as well serve him. Serve him with gladness. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving, into his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Praise God. Psalm 121, I'm going to read that. It's just so fitting for tonight. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. I said, we're living. Yes, we might go through. But we win. This is how we win. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. not going to be, but he's right now, a right now God. He is our keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. I'm going to say that again. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. How can we lose when we have Christ in us? In him, we're living. In him, we're moving. And in Christ, we have our being. How can we not be victorious? How can we not come out with shining lights and shining armor? How can we not win when the Lord is the one who's going to preserve you from all evil? He shall preserve thy soul. This is what the word says. And then verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's awesome. That's just really, really God's promises to us. That's how you know you can make it. That's how you know you can stand. And when we live, when we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. That's what Paul said. This is the least you can do. Hallelujah. That you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, God's not going to do it all. We have a part to play. Hallelujah. He told us, build yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost and presenting your bodies holiest unto the Lord, knowing who you are in God. See, these people where Paul was ministering to on Mars Hill, they didn't know the true and living God. They made idols and shrines and just objects of that is just dead and anything about riches and stones and gems, they didn't know that's why they had to the unknown God, to the God that nobody knows. But Paul laid it out for them, who they are and who God is and what Jesus Christ came to that we may have the life more abundantly. He laid it out to them that God is the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. So in my closing, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Again, who is the author? He's the perfecter of our faith. Who for the joy he set before him endured the cross. Oh, yes, he did. He endured the cross. Glory for you and for I. Scorning its shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you and I will not grow weary and lose heart. We can't afford to quit. We have to push, and we have to live according to what the Word of God says. We live, and we win. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you have received this Word tonight. Before this Word is quick and is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. So tonight, we want you to just continue to rejoice in the Lord. That's why Paul said, and again, rejoice in the Lord. All that we need, God has already provided for us. Hallelujah. We have to learn how to let God help to perfect our faith in him. We have to learn how to let God help to perfect our patience. And whatever it is that we're waiting for, whatever it is that we're believing God for, whatever it is that we're petitioning before God, whether if it's healing, whether if it's deliverance, whether if it's a way of making of a job or home or whatever things that we desire. You know what the scripture says? Delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight. God, you loved us so much, how you gave your only begotten Son, and he died for us. Jesus, you died for us. You gave your life. Father, we thank you for you loved us when we were yet sinners. You loved us. Father, I praise you even for this time of learning your word. Father, I praise you for every single caller on this Dream Team prayer line tonight. Father, I thank you, Father, because you know everything about us. God, you know our thoughts afar off. God, you know our end from the very beginning. God, help us to trust you. Put all of our trust and faith in you. God, we know that no good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright before you. Now, Father, we petition you tonight on behalf of all of these callers on this line tonight, God. We thank you for them, Father. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, God. We know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly, hallelujah, and abundantly, hallelujah, and above all that we think of. God, we ask in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would just help us to understand your word. God, understand, God, that who we are, God, and who you are, how that we know that we need to give you the praise. We give you the glory, and we give you all the honor. It belongs to you, glory to God. God, we praise in you, God, for all the things, God, that we are in right now, God. For some people, Lord, they need jobs. Some people, God, need a way making. Some people need a financial help. There's some people that are looking for homes, God. There's some people, God, are looking for companionship, Father. There are people on this line, Father, that need your healing. By your stripes, we are healed. That's where, how you, much you loved us. Father, we receive that. God, we petition you tonight on behalf of the bereaved families, the Brown family, God. Father, allow your Holy Spirit, put your arms around them. Comfort them, God. Oh, my God, all that you know, all that they have need of, God. God, not only them, there are too many other bereaved families, God. The Lord, the people that have been, that lost their loved ones in car accidents, and God, and the senseless killing with the young people that are dying left and right. Father, remember them. Remember the loved ones, God. Remember, Father, and healing, God. God, we ask that, God, that you strengthen, God, strengthen their hearts. Give them hope, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, look upon them. Those on the line tonight that are sick and their bodies are in pain. Father, ask that you release them from that pain. Healing, God. Speak healing, God. Send your word, Father, and heal individuals, God. Heal right now. Lift a heavy burden. Father, lift up hung down heads in the mighty name of Jesus. Put joy in their heart. Put clapping in their hands. Running in their feet. Hallelujah. That they can rejoice in you, God. That they know that they have hope in you. That they understand that we live in you. In you we live. In you we move. And in you we have our very being tonight. Understand that we can make it up. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength, God. God, help us to even receive your word that, God, that you know that all things are possible to those who believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, that you said in your word that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. For that we say thank you. For that we give your name praise. For that we give your name glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are sick and are shut in tonight, oh my God, send an encouraging word to them. Healing, God, healing for the mind, healing for their soul, healing for their heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we intercede tonight. We intercede, God, even on behalf of our families and our children, God. Protect them, Father, as they go to school, God. Protect them in the classroom, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are believing you. We are asking in the name of Jesus. You said when we pray, believe that we receive, and we shall receive, Father. We praise you, God. We know that you're not slack concerning your promises. My God, that you watch over your very word to perform it. Father, I ask that you bless the leaders, bless leaders all the way, all around the world, the deliverance, those that need salvation, those that need deliverance, save and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Protect us, God. Give us, Lord, the wisdom that we need, guidance that we need. You said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of you, God, who gives it to us liberally, God. Hallelujah. And we just praise you. We thank you for our church family. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. We thank you, asking for strength and deliverance, continued strength for him, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And our ministers, that you continue to bless them. Elevate us, God, in you, God. Not only our church, touch every pastor that has a heart after you. Give them a heart after you, Father, for they will minister the word to the people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord, we pray for every member, God. We pray, God, that you, God, encourage them. Encourage those. Give them the faith that they need to know that they're on the winning side tonight, Father. We just bless you for that. We thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to people, God, because your word is not going out and it doesn't return to you void. We know it will accomplish all that is set out there to do. We praise you, God, for the provisions you already have made for us. We thank you, Lord. We don't take it lightly, God. We thank you, Lord, God. We have food to eat, clothes to wear, house to live in. We have warmth, clothing and the warmth in our homes, God. God, I just thank you tonight, God. We thank you, God. Bless us, God, that we may be a blessing to others tonight, God. Lord, let us, God, be so that, God, that the blessing will flow through us to other people, God. We thank you for more than enough, that we can be able to share your goodness with somebody else. And we thank you, God, and we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you for joy tonight. We thank you, God, that we are in a Bible-centered church. We thank you, Lord, because where there's no vision, the people will perish. But you think, we thank you that we have the word, that we have a pastor that loves God's people, that will teach that word. Hallelujah. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, and we know that your word shall never, ever pass away. So we bless you tonight. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. And we honor you tonight. We honor you. Hallelujah. We honor you with our praises. Hallelujah, God. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, remember the mother of our church, Mother Ligon. Strengthen her. Hallelujah. Thank you that you allowed her to come out to church. Oh, my God, thank you for her, God. In the name of Jesus, bless her family, God, that's watching and taking care of her. Hallelujah. Bless her, Sister Gertrude Allen. Strengthen her, God, on every hand. You know what you stand in need of. Bless those that are taking care of her, God, tonight. My God, my God. Hallelujah. God, there's so many. My God, bless Sister Betty Ann Davis. And God, just he will continue to have faith in you, continue to be strong in you and in the power of your might, God. God, we are so many that I can't call by name, but God, you know who we are, God, and that you will just send your word and send the deliverance that we need. And for God, we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus, and everybody say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's praise God on this line tonight. Amen. You're in agreement with that prayer. Let's give God the praise for it.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hear, and I hear the praises. I feel the praises tonight. Glory, glory to God. Amen. Whatever you believe in God for, trust Him. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We receive it. We believe it, and we receive it, God. Glory, glory, glory to His name. Glory to His name. Our God, we praise you, and we thank you right now. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. When you praise God, you say, Lord, I believe I receive. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you right now. Hallelujah. You are good, God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Praise God. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for this opportunity that we had to share a word tonight. Once again, we bless the Lord. We thank God for every one of you. I mean, I am looking at the names here that are calling. You all are faithful. Faithful calling in and receive. And I know you had to be receiving because you wouldn't be calling in every single week. But I praise God for you. You take that word of God, I tell you. You don't have to be like the people in Athens that don't even know to the unknown God. You know in whom we believe. And we thank God for every one of you. So I praise God that we had this opportunity, and I'm just going to ask you to continue to be blessed. Can bless somebody else. And you know what else? If you want to, you can always go anytime. Go on our website. Go on pbc-ministries.org. You can tap in on the prayer line and listen to these messages because I put them out there every single week. You can listen to some that have been maybe a year ago, whatever, because you know what? The word never gets old. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to remind you of that. That word is there. Hallelujah. The word is there, and you can tap into whatever you need. So God bless you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help.
Yes, Lord.
All of your help comes from the Lord. From my heart to yours, Pastor Boulder loves you. I love you. So be blessed of the Lord. And I want to say to you, good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bless you. Good night.